Now, Friday the 27th of September is Save the Koala Day. And while we all love these cuddly marsupials, did you know that their future is disturbingly uncertain? Koala populations have declined a staggering 42% in the last 20 years, according to the World Wildlife Fund, with extinction in Queensland and New South Wales being a serious risk. Now, this morning we are joined by Deborah Tabbett, Chairman of the Australian Koala Foundation, to discuss Save the Koala Day koala conservation and what we can do to help. Deborah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. I'm happy to be here.
Now, what are some of the main risks facing koala populations?
Well, at the risk of sounding glib, I think it's I think everyone knows that it's habitat destruction, but the worst thing really is that our political leaders just don't seem to think they have to step in and do something. So that's why our organisation wants a Koala Protection Act. We just don't think existing laws are adequate to stop that continual bulldozers.
Absolutely. How many koalas are left in the wild, do we know?
Well, we estimate anywhere between 50 and 100,000, and I think personally it's the lower end of that. And of course you can't count every koala, but we, over the last 30 years, have mapped the habitats. And a lot of those habitats are actually empty. And I think one of the reasons that could be is because between 1890 and 1927, we have found the manifest of 8 million skins that went to London and New York.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and in fact, it could have been double that. That's what I can actually prove. And so I think from 1927 onwards, you know, they were extinct in South Australia. There was only about 1,000 left in Victoria. No one really knows how many in New South Wales, but the last shootout was about 800,000 skins in Queensland in 1927. So it takes a lot to recover from that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And even though they are, I guess, recovering in that respect, we're still seeing declines of numbers now.
Well, I got my job in 1988 and our office is in Queensland, and I have actually documented 40,000 koalas just from the southeast Queensland region alone that have died. They're documented that went into hospital.
Gosh, what efforts are currently being made to save koalas? I know you said that we need laws and we need stronger legislation to protect these animals, but at the moment, what is currently in place?
Well, I think there's a lot of community concern, and I was out on the streets yesterday watching the climate strike, you know, people, and, you know, I think we, the people, truly understand things are wrong, you know, and I just don't think that message is getting through. I really don't. And I think we, the people, have got to be more vocal. And we've got to make sure that the leaders we elect in our local people... In fact, I met with a politician yesterday and he was explaining what a bad job I've done with my life. And I just thought to myself, he was just sitting in la-la land. You know, we were sitting in an office in Brisbane and there was 25,000, 30 people outside saying, we need you to be better. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that you've done terrible things with your
and
life.
You know, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. And I had a new colleague with me who's only been with me for 2 years, and he went, oh, my God, I just cannot believe you said that to
me. Oh, my God. That's a very brazen thing to say.
Yeah, but you know, what I would just say is I felt sorry for that man when I got home last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I seriously did.
When there's literally tens of thousands of people marching down down the front door, like this is insane.
Yes, exactly.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
So what a great blatant demonstration of denial.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tell me a little bit about the Australian Koala Foundation and what it is that you guys are doing and how people can get involved.
Yeah. Well, look, when I got the job in 1988, there was 89 members and 17,000 in the bank. And since that time, we have funded the whole east coast of Australia to be mapped, which has cost about $15 million.
Wow.
Yeah, and every day, and that's what I wanted to say to this man yesterday. Look, some people must think I'm doing a good job because they give us funds because we are completely privately funded. But I don't think I would have ever thought when I got my job that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, and that is, you know, I am so concerned about our country because I've driven pretty much the whole east coast of Australia because people sort of ring up and go, look, there's a bulldozer coming, you have to come and help it. So for about the first 10 years of my life, we sort of steered away from pure science, even if you put money into scientific research. Most of those scientists are very, very hamstrung about what they can say. And so I used to get frustrated about that initially. And then I thought, well, they've told me, so I can tell the world. And then you tell the start telling the world, and then the politicians start going, you haven't done a very good job. It's not my job to fix the koalas. The Australian government is the custodian of this species, of all the species. And this year, if anyone wants to read my diary, I've driven all out west and had a look at the river systems, because koalas and healthy river systems are synonymous. And I think it was in May, I drove out round the pillar scrub and whatever. There was not one drop of water in any of the rivers.
Gosh.
How can our country survive? And then you read an article that says that we've sold our water to, you know, commercial companies who trade it on water markets. There's something seriously wrong with the way our economy's going that doesn't have respect for the environment. And if we don't return that respect, and those young kids on the street yesterday, oh my God, it made me so happy. It just made me so happy.
Me too.
Yep.
Now, Deborah, one thing that I think a lot of people know does affect the koalas is the chlamydia infections that we see going through populations. Is that still something that's threatening species and populations?
Well, my answer to this is, and I can annoy a lot of people with this answer, but the thing is, it's a bit like us with a chlamydia virus actually is with a koala and has been for millions of years. So it's a bit like a herpes virus with us. When we're run down and stressed, you know, out come the cold sores. So the chlamydia is completely commensurate with the amount of habitat that's gone down. And it is shocking when you see a koala with this. So I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be treating it and whatever, but we're still just putting giant band-aids on. If those koalas were left in their natural forests, they would be fine. They were fine at White Settlement. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to shoot 15 million of them. You know, it's like, I think we, the people, again, are going to have to go, is this what we should be doing? And see, again, when I meet with politicians, I say to them, you are too close to the development industry. Your future as a politician is too close to political donations. And you know how we hear political donations are going to be reduced to $1,000. That's absolute rubbish. It's absolute rubbish. And so we have to protect the forests, and there's only 15% of the world's forests left. We've declared and cleared 85% of them. What will we do when they're all gone? And so it's, we have to accept this, you know. We have to psychologically accept we're in trouble. And I think Mother Nature would be very generous to us if we stopped being so mean to her. And I know that sounds terribly glib, but it's how I feel.
Deborah, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. But thank you very, very much for your time this morning and for all of the incredible work that you're doing.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Deborah Tabbitt, Chairman of the Australian Koala Foundation, chatting to us about Save the Koala Day. We will pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to get involved. 2SER.com/weekendbrekkie